This news update's being brought to you by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And by Thumb Cellular, talk of the Thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout Thumb and beyond. Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance, and here's your news. Bad Axe police say a man was hospitalized after being hit by an SUV while using a crosswalk this morning at East Huron Avenue and Southport Crescent Street. According to the press release, officers were called at 9:20 a.m. for a collision between a 2021 Ford Explorer and a pedestrian in the intersection. Investigators say the eastbound Explorer, driven by a 50-year-old Bad Axe man, struck a 48-year-old Bad Axe man who was walking south through the crosswalk. The victim fell, hit his head on the pavement, and was taken to the McLaren Thumb ER for treatment while the driver was not hurt. Police say the driver was found at fault for failing to yield to the pedestrian, and the Bad Axe Fire Department, Central Huron Ambulance, and Huron County Sheriff's Office assisted at the scene. Kingston's police chief swung into action, literally, using a snow shovel to fend off an axe-wielding suspect. Chief Albert Purcell was responding to a complaint at a home on February 4th when a 34-year-old Dale Ford allegedly came at officers with an axe. Police say Purcell grabbed the nearest thing he could, a snow shovel, to defend himself. Body cam video shows officers backing off after the attack, leading to a tense standoff that ended peacefully. Ford now faces 20 charges, including assault with intent to murder and assaulting or resisting police. If convicted on the top charge, he could face life in prison. He remains jailed in Tuscola County on $250,000 bond, with court hearings set for February the 18th and the 25th. And the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development says its Clean Sweep program has now disposed of more than 4 million pounds of hazardous pesticide waste since 1996. The milestone comes after a record year in 2025 with nearly 280,000 pounds collected statewide. Officials say unused pesticides stored in homes and barns can pose risk to children, pets, and the environment. The program offers free disposal to Michigan residents and agricultural businesses through collection sites across the state. If you want more information, you can go to MDARD's website for more info. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
It's the President's Day sale at Ashley and Bad Axe, and the savings are big all across the store. Right now, save up to 25% off store-wide, and be sure to ask us about our available one-year and five-year no-interest financing to make bringing home new furniture easier than ever. Freshen up any room with accessories up to 40% off, and don't miss the clearance accessories priced up to 70% off while supplies last. And if you've been waiting for the right time to upgrade your sleep, this is it. President's Day is the biggest mattress event of the season at Ashley. Save hundreds on our sleep gallery and take advantage of our mattress model blowout. Six models are priced to go as we make room for new inventory, so once they're gone, they're gone. You'll also find hot buys throughout the store, including huge savings on the ModMax modular sectional. Build it your way with Nuvella Next Gen Performance Fabric that's easy to clean and a modular design you can arrange and rearrange to fit your ever-changing needs. The President's Day sale is happening now for a limited time at Ashley and Bad Axe. Locally owned, locally operated, and ready to help you save big.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatments at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. Put my 57 years of experience to work for you. Just ask for Vern.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we do have one obituary today. Donna Jean Delphi of Bad Axe, age 86 years old, passed away February the 5th. She was born May 29, 1939, in Elkton, Michigan, and on August 9, 1958, was united in marriage with Robert Delphi in Detroit, Michigan. She is survived by her husband of 68 years, Robert Delphi, two sons, Mark and Robert, her two daughters, Robin and Kimberly, her 10 grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Per the family's wishes, cremation has taken place, and a celebration of Donna's life will be held at a later date. You can share your condolences at McAlpinFuneralHome.com.
You asked, and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9A have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more, smarter, and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the
Thumb Cellular, proudly serving here in Tuscola and Sanilac counties for 35 years.
And we're back with more news. The Federal Aviation Administration has fully reopened the airspace over El Paso, Texas, following a brief but intense security closure. The restriction was initially set for 10 days due to concerns over an unidentified drone activity, but was lifted after 8 hours of investigation. Authorities confirmed the local security protocols were adjusted to address the concerns without further disrupting commercial flights. The incident has prompted a broader discussion among federal agencies regarding the management of drone-related security threats at the border. And the United States has redeployed the world's largest aircraft carrier, the USS Gerald R. Ford, to the Persian Gulf. The move comes as response to stalled negotiations regarding regional security and maritime trade routes. The carrier group, which had been operating in the Caribbean, was redirected to bolster the U.S. military presence in the Middle East. Analysts suggest the deployment's intended as a deterrent during a period of heightened regional rhetoric. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by Ashley Homestore and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond.
Since 1895, we've been more than just a bank. We've been your neighbor. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we're locally owned, locally involved, and locally invested in the communities we serve. Hi, I'm Patty Reinhart from the Pigeon Office of Thumb Bank and Trust. From sponsoring Little League teams to supporting local businesses, we believe in serving our local community. Because here, relationships aren't built on transactions, they're built on trust. We provide convenient banking services, whether you prefer to stop in and see us or visit our online banking solutions at www.thumb.bank. We offer personal, business, agribusiness loan, and deposit solutions. We're the bank large enough to serve you, but just the right size to care about your unique needs. Our community bankers are here to help you, whether you are buying your first home, starting a business, or saving for your future. Because when you grow, our whole community grows stronger.
Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462-637. Loans are subject to credit approval. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.